Realtor Andrea Suderman has always had a deep desire for knowledge, wanting to understand how things work. She is driven and wants to always continue growing in her career and abilities. She obtained her real estate broker's license in 2023 and is currently taking courses in economics, Canadian politics, and Canadian history. She is also a certified interior decorator and home stager, so it's clear she brings a wealth of skills to her role. She's an open book too. Accountability and collaboration are extremely important to me when communicating with my clients and fellow agents, says the agent. Andrea credits overcoming personal struggles with allowing her to stay calm and support others, helping clients find their own peace if, for example, they're ever faced with stressful situations themselves. Andrea's backstory. At just 16, Andrea experienced a traumatic event. It set off a chain of events that had a domino effect for the next 15 years of her life. She found herself having panic attacks, first in the classroom, then during exams, and soon in her everyday life. Whenever I was feeling trapped or out of control, it would cause seriously high levels of anxiety in me, and the only place I really felt safe and calm was at home, she says. From the ages of 16 to 19, I functioned in a way where I could only spend short amounts of time outside the house. Andrea's anxiety worsened to the point that she wasn't able to finish high school. She left in grade 11, just 8 credits shy of graduating. The next decade of her life, she felt as if she lived in a fishbowl. I was unable to leave the city limits of Guelph due to the panic attacks and anxiety levels, she explains. She began working closely with a psychotherapist, who helped her realize why she was having these anxiety attacks and how she could begin to alleviate them. I considered myself a functioning agoraphobic, Andrea says. Some days I could live a normal life outside of my home, doing normal things, and some days I couldn't. I had a wonderful support system around me, and my jobs always knew about my limitations, and I was able to build what I thought was a truly great life for myself. Even still, she had been suffering from anorexia for several years. Controlling how much food she consumed helped keep her in a calm state. Food was one of the main factors in why my anxiety attacks were so bad or frequent, she explains. During this period, she felt as if she was in a constant state of misalignment. I ignored so many things my body, soul, and spirit were telling me were important to me, and I lived for other people, she admits. A people pleaser, she was always thinking of others and neglecting her own needs. At 33, she hit a turning point and knew something had to change. My body was so empty, sick, and broken, I had no choice but to reset or give up. Andrea experienced what she calls a life quake, a moment when her panic had become so great and her thoughts got so dark that she questioned if she would even make it to the next day. I wasn't able to be alone for almost 2 months, she says, crediting her parents with giving her the time, space, and support she needed to recover. Once she emerged from that dark chapter, she turned her life around completely. I let go of everything and everyone that was associated with life as I knew it. I gave up every unhealthy thing about me, including smoking a pack a day and surviving off energy drinks and hope, she says. I like to think I completely divorced myself and the person who I had come to believe I was. I started over from scratch and went back to therapy, says Andrea. Finally, she was living for herself, surrounded with good people and facing her small fears. She made new friends slowly and got more and more comfortable in her skin. About 2 years later, she was stronger and happier, ready to embark on a new career. In her life quake era, Andrea ran a very successful makeup artistry business, and she hoped to find another good outlet for her natural creativity, something like staging or interior design. A friend suggested she look into real estate. Motivated, she got her GED and applied to the real estate program at Humber College. Because of COVID, she finished the 2-year program in just 6 months and, before she knew it, she had her license. And I never looked back, she says. This year will mark her 5th anniversary in the business. It's truly a full circle moment, says the realtor. Andrea hopes to be viewed as an inspiration to anyone who has experienced any level of anxiety and isolation. Her example shows that you can change your circumstances and live a rewarding, fulfilling life. Giving back. Andrea sees herself as an advocate for her clients and the residents of Guelph at large. She enjoys helping behind the scenes, giving back to the community, and spreading as much joy and positivity as she can. Every October since 2021, with the exception of last year, she has held an annual fundraiser called Nightfall. A different charity is chosen each year and they receive all the proceeds from the event. The nearly $30,000 raised in total so far has gone to worthy causes such as Allura House and the Children's Foundation of Guelph and Wellington. She is also a strong advocate for mental health and has done a few guest speaking engagements, sharing her personal struggles and journey to wellness. Looking forward, Andrea has completely recovered and moved beyond the issues she faced in the past, and she hopes to be an example to others. She is living proof that if you get help and accept support, you can come back from challenging times and thrive in a way you never have before, coming out the other side stronger than ever. This second act, a successful real estate career that focuses on residential resale and new construction, is one that she cherishes. The struggles and trials I have faced in my 39 years have truly shaped my desire for support, change, equality, and mental health assistance, says Andrea. Until the age of 33, I felt stuck here in Guelph, and now Guelph is the home I choose proudly moving forward. To connect with Andrea Suderman of Coldwell Banker Newman, you can reach her at 519-239-6425 and follow her on Facebook and Instagram at Andrea Suderman.